Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Busch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Busch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee fields the ball and throws to Newsom covering. Safe. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodgson moves to second. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Hodgson moves to third. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodgson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball towards center. Estilella catches it and throws to home to double up Tucker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball four. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards second. Schalk scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Newsom moves to third. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newsom scores. Hall moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to third. Garrison moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Cartwright takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cartwright moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. Cartwright moves to third. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haynes moves to third. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garrison hits a line drive into left field. Curtwright picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Curtwright. Garrison moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodgen moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh is walked intentionally. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive beyond third. Hodgin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Siebert bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGee is walked intentionally. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. McGee moves to second. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk catches it. Kell is attempting to advance to second base. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. Towards second base. Schalk makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Schalk. Hayes scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haynes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garrison. Moses reaches second base with a double. Haynes moves to third. Joe Barry now pitching. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett pinch hits for Guy Curtright. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hodgin hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott now playing left field. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webb. The throw from Haynes and he is safe. Webb steals second. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bush. Webb scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haynes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 4 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops it up and throws to first, with Barry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps pinch hits for Joe Barry. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.